Narrated Abu Wa'il, Hudhayfa, may Allah be pleased with him, said. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said. Who amongst you remembers the statement of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about the al-fitna, trial and affliction? I said, I know it exactly as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. Umar said, no doubt you are bold. How did he say it? I said, a man's al-fitna caused by his wife, children, and neighbors is expiated by his salah, prayers, charity, and enjoining al-ma'ruf, Islamic monotheism, and all that Islam ordains. The sub-narrator, Sulaiman, added that he said, the salah, prayer, charity, enjoining al-ma'ruf, and forbidding al-munkar, disbelief, polytheism, and all that Islam has forbidden. Umar said, I did not mean that, but I ask about that al-fitna which will spread like the waves of the sea. I said, O chief of the believers, you need not to be afraid of it, as there is a closed door between you and it. He asked, will the door be broken or opened? I replied, no, it will be broken. He said, then if it is broken, it will never be closed again. I replied, yes. We were afraid to ask him about that door, so we asked Masruq to inquire, and he asked Hudhayfa regarding it. Hudhayfa said, the door was Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. We further asked Hudhayfa whether Umar knew what that door meant. Hudhayfa replied in the affirmative and added, he knew it as one knows that there will be a night before the tomorrow morning.